The just going to make a few ha'aros to finish off this part of the sugya, finishing up the ikar sugya of Yitzhar Tzoros, although we're not really going to get out sugya for the next few blot. The we had a machkes, right? Rebbe says ulukacha v'yivma. The Chachamim said aleha and litzwar, lesar rice vitzaros. The Rambam seems to have paskened, like, we're not quite so sure, seems to have paskened like neither of them. When it comes to the iser of arayos, he says, yevama shehi erva al yevamah, etc., etc. Meaning someone who's tfisas kedushin, which is lashon kicha in the Torah, has a mitzvah yibam. Someone who doesn't have tfisas kedushin doesn't have a mitzvah yibam. So far, the most point out, that sounds like Rebbe. Okay, why did the Rambam pick Rebbe above Chachamim? All right, one could ask, but it's one of the two shitas in the sugya. Not so crazy. Ulukacha v'yibma is to lafuke tzaros. The difficult part of the Rambam is lafuke arayis. We know Rava said arayis don't even need a pasuk. Okay, so let's say the Rambam said not like Rava, arayis need a pasuk, and he picked the pasuk of Rebbe, so he's like Rebbe and not like Rava. That's possible. What I don't fully understand. Is in Halacha Yudalit, he says, what about Tzaros? Misha meis achi v'nich shtei nashim. One of them was Asura lo misham erva v'ashniya eina erva. Shem she erva p'tura v'nachlitz v'na yivim kach Tzaros p'tura v'lo nafla zikah klal v'yizdeh. She nemar, what's the mark of this with Tzaros? Asher lo yivnes beis achiv v'yish yish lo kuchin v'ezvim she yirtu she yish lo alav zikah v'yish l'tzaso eini achlov noso eina v'ona ela miktzaso. Right, so he says, "Ashelulina's base achiv. You can be bona all the people in the bias. You can be bona the bias, but if you can't be bona part of the bias, then you can't be bona the bias at all. The bias is one unit. Either you can be bona it as a whole, or you can't be bona it as a whole. That's a reasonable drasha. The only problem is it's not Rebbe who says v'yibma. It's not Chachamim who say or v'lukacha v'yibma. It's not Chachamim who say litzvor." It's not clear that we can't find any mukher in Chazal where the Rambam got this from. So that's a bit of a tzarech iyon. I mean, there are some sort of pilpulish answers, but none that really fit into the normal way to read the Rambam. It's not so clear where the Rambam got this idea from or why he decided to reject both Rebbe and Chachamim. I don't really have an answer. The Rambam here, Shem Shnayis, just makes it very mysterious. I don't know where they put the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos nowadays. It used to be after the Rush. Here, maybe they have a special Mishnah section. Yeah, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos just says the when it comes to the Isser Arayos, he says Aleha Aleha like Chachamim. Alright, so when it comes to the Yisra Arayos, and Pirush Mishnayos says like Chachamim, right here at the beginning, and the Mishnah Torah says like Rebbe, he changes mind between Chachamim and Rebbe. When it comes to Tzoros, he says the exact same thing. He says because of this drasha of bias, if you can be bona the whole bias, you're bona, and if you can't be bona the whole bias, then you're pater. And he says, "Babi Kabbalah, Bayishu bonus kula bonus miktaso, Mishaina bonus kula bonus miktaso, Babi Kabbalah." It's a Masorah. So he seems to, he doesn't claim to have invented this. He says we have Masorah that there's this drasha to Patr Tzaros, a third option, not Rebbe Nachachamim from Bayis, but we can't find any place, not in the Yerushalmi, the obvious place to look. They haven't found where in Chazal the Rambam got this Masorah. So this is a very mysterious. A very mysterious Rambam, and I don't really have a good shot.
The fact that the Rambam puts the drasha of Rebbe doesn't necessarily mean that, like,
Doesn't mean he passed like Rebbe, because some of the Nosei Kalim point out that the Rambam's derech is sometimes to quote the drasha that's more pashut without getting into the details. Right. And maybe he thought the drasha of Rebbe was more pashut. So that's definitely possible that he's not apostling like Rebbe. But still, to invent a new drasha is still a bit of a chiddush, especially if the Rambam says Baba Kabbalah. Right? This is, we have a Masorah, Torah Shemal Peh, that there's such a drasha, and we don't know where he got this Masorah from. So that's just a mysterious aspect of the Rambam that I don't have a good explanation for. Sorry to say. Okay. Now, the getting to the sugya of Levi, Armelo Levi, the bottom of the test of an Aleph, the Rebbe, Meir, Tani, Test Vav, listening, Test Zion. Right? How come there's only 15? There's a 16th. Armelo, Kimduman Alisha, In Lamoach, Bekad Kado. Right, you must not have a brain in your skull. Right, there's a Chafetz Chaim in the back of the Shemiras HaLashon says, and if you go through Shas and see that, you know, someone reads through Shas Kepshuto and reads through the Chafetz Chaim Kepshuto, would say, I don't know, the Amoraim didn't seem to think that way. Look how they always spoke to each other. So the Chafetz Chaim realizes this. So and he was far from the first. So at the end he says, and if you're wondering in Shas, there's some strange ways where the Chazal didn't act like it says in my book, then there's a Shul Chavos Yar about it. The Shul Chavos Yar, Kofnan Beis, goes through every place of Chazal where they speak not nicely and explains why either it really is nicely or there's really special reason or vechuli. Vechuli, so this is one of the cases he deals with. He says, this is based on the Rambam says in Tokas Talmud Torah, that if a Talmud is not working hard enough, the Rebbe can berate him in order to give him Musar to work harder. This points out the Rambam says that even though you're not supposed to embarrass people and speak badly to them, etc. The Nevi'im all. What do the Nevi'im say to Am Yisrael, right? I mean, all kinds of very, very harsh things. So as we see that when you're giving Musar to someone, that to try and get them to better their ways, that it's mutter, and the Chavos Yar says it must be that it wasn't that Levi wasn't smart enough to figure it out, because then it would have been usher for Rebbe to call him Ein Lo Mach B'Kad Kado, because just because someone's not so smart, you're not allowed to insult them. But Rebbe knew that Levi was just as smart as he was. Rebbe knew that Levi was smart enough to figure out everything glatt. It just must be that Levi didn't think hard enough and was lazy in his Talmud Torah. Therefore, Rebbe gave him Musar. But interestingly, Chavos Yar says, the only reason Rebbe said Ein L'malchut B'Kad Kado is because that's not the real reason. If it really been Ein L'malchut B'Kad Kado, it would have been usher to say so. But really, Rebbe knew that it was a mod, there was a fine malchut B'Kad Kado, he just wasn't using it, working hard enough to use it, and therefore is much of him to give him Musar. Okay, that's a bit of a side point here, but this is one of the big gemaras that the Chavos Yar is bothered by. I mean, one of the biggest insults in Shas. I think it's Kuf Nun Beis. Yes, Kuf Nun Beis. It's also printed. It's not like part of the book of the Chavos Chaim. It's like he just prints it at the end. But it's Kuf Nun Beis in the Chavos Yar. So ironically, it was only mutter to say this because he didn't mean it. But anyway, my daita. What did Levi want to add? Emo, Anus Aviv. The 16th Erva is your mother could fall for you for Yibam. How could your mother fall for you for Yibam? How could your brother have married your mother? The answer is because she was your illegitimate mother, right? And your father didn't marry her, and therefore it was mutter for your brother to marry her. She was just a Nusav. The answer is Imo Nusav, the reason why. It's not in the Mishnah, isn't this obvious to Levi? Because it's plugged to the Rabban, he was plugged to Lo Kamayri. Because that's Machlokes, only the Chachamim hold it's mutter to marry a Nusas Aviv. Meaning only the Chachamim hold your brother could have married your mother, and then the whole case could happen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, your brother's not allowed to marry your mother, because there's an Isser. By definition, your mother has to be at least a Nusas Aviv. I don't know what they'd say nowadays when they have artificial insemination. Maybe, you know, that's related to Ruach HaKodesh. But certainly in the old days, the only way to have a mother and a father is for your mother and father to have slept together at least once, and therefore your mother must be anusa's lavdavka. Whenever it says anusa, nosa na anusa, the whole parak later on, anusa is always lavdavka. It's the same whether it's ba'onis or baratzel. Pitoy and onis. It just means out of wedlock. Why do they always say anusa and not mafuta? I don't know, maybe because they're more makbid on speaking nicely about the covenant of Bnos Yisrael than speaking nicely about the midos of Bnei Yisrael. So, you know, they They're willing to, you know, they have to choose how to express it. They're willing to accuse B'nai Yisrael of being bad people rather than accusing B'nos Yisrael of being loose. Anyway, Iman Nisus Aviv, so according to Rav Yehuda, your brother can never have married your mother in the old days, before they had modern technology, and therefore you can never have such a chitim sabibam, and therefore it's a machlokes, he wasn't getting into a machlokes. What do you mean he's not getting into machlokes? He doesn't want to get into controversy. What about Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, which are means, some of those mean Chayvei Lavim, which according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Chalitza and Yibam, etc. And why in the 16th all the Chayvei Lavim, the 17th and 18th, you're going to have a lot of Chayvei Lavim. And why did he... why did it say... later on in the second parak, that Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha have Chalitza and Yibam. If he didn't want to get into Machlokes, he should have left them out, because according to Rabbi Akiva, they don't have Chalitza and Yibam. But Perakin come read it. I'm only meaning our parak, he didn't want to get into Machlokes. So in our parak, he didn't deal with Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, but in the second parak, he's willing to get into Machlokes. If you in our parak, you didn't want to get into Machlokes, we know from later on in our parak that Beis Shammai holds Saras HaMutter and erases like the half of this whole sugi we've done until now. So why was he willing to get into Machlokas inside of Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai? The answer is Beis Shammai, Bakum Beis Hillel, Eino Mishnah. Okay, Beis Shammai doesn't count. Agav, this is very important. Tosos, Ari Yisra Mitzvah, Yisra Kedusha, but we already discussed that Tosos, so we won't chazer it now. V'areish, Achav Shlohaya, Ba'olamo, Dupli, Rashim, Rabbanan, V'katani. One of the 15 is Eishtach Shlohi Volamo, and we know from the beginning of the second parak that only the Rachamim hold Eishtach Shlohi Volamo as an Erva. Reb Shimon holds Eishtach Shlohi Volamo as not an Erva, so why are they willing to get into controversy and say like the Rabbanan against Reb Shimon? The answer has been Nolim, so if even Lo Palig Reb Shimon, it's no, everyone agrees Eishtach Shlohi Volamo as an Erva. They just argue about exactly what the details are. No one of Sofiyivim, if it's Mavish Lohayuba Olama, right? Reuven died, Shimon did Yibam, and then Levi was born. Everyone agrees that Levi is Eshach Shlohayuba Olama, and this wife, is when Shimon dies, is an Ervan Levi, and the Mishnah works just fine. They just argue about a detail. What happened if Levi was born in between Reuven's death and Shimon's Yibam? That's when there's a machlokes. But the main case of Eishach Shlohayubo Lamo, right, Reuven was alive for 40 years. Then there are 3 months, 92 days passed until the Yibam. Then Shimon lived another 20 years. So, okay, for those 92 days, machlokes Shimon Chum. But the Iker, next 20 years, Eishach Shlohayubo Lamo, is not a machlokes. V'amr Roshi Cholukha Yushim Afrishona. Didn't Roshi say that Shimon argued even on the case where Levi was born afterwards and matered all Eishach Shlohayubo Lamo? The answer is, he tells Rav Oshia, but we reject Rav Oshia. Okay, what exactly is the lumdus of Rav Oshia and the differently nolub sof even, even sof nolad, is a very, very important question and understanding. Machlok Shishim and the Chachamim, but we'll deal with that in a couple of weeks. But for now, we'll just read the Gemara Kipshuto. The Ha'amar of Yehuda Marav, the Chain Tani Rav Chia, the Kulam Nikorim, the Asul Zem, the Asul Zem, the Asul Zem, the Asul Zem, right, this is the scary part of Yevamos for those who are not mathematically inclined. But we're not going to go through all the Tzirim. Rashi did a just fine job. Agav, I will make a ha'ara if anyone read Tosas, the Ramaskal Bito, and wondered why Tosas had to say this, because it was so obvious. Tosas and Ramaskal Bito, the reason is because if you look in the Tosus Rush, you'll see, because some copies of Rashi had a wrong girsa that said not this way, so therefore, Bilafuke from some copies who made a wrong girsa in some Tosofer in Rashi that might confuse you, Tosus had to say something obvious in Reskel Bito. But really, if you don't know that, then there's really no need for this Tosos, so it won't be mine in it. So, what is the Gemara's Kasha? There's this famous statement of Rav Chiya, Bekulin Korbanim Serzah Matel Zevah, Serzah Matel Zevah, Chol Shivim Tochol Letzes, Oh, Mis Ya Bemis. What's the problem? The problem is that this is, we mentioned this concept very, very briefly, the Chesem and Beis, in the, when it says, Litzor Mapli, Rebbe Likud Rav Shimon, what happens if two brothers die, and their wives are sisters to each other? So now a guy has two Yevamos, who are sisters of each other. Meaning no one's an heir about him. No one's an heir about him. Reuben and Shimon died, they leave two sisters to Levi. The problem is that he can't do Yibim on both these two sisters. So Rav Shimon holds, Midorais, and the Zikin disappears. But we don't pass that way. We pass that nonetheless, it's usher to do Yibim to either of them, because it's, you know, you do Yibim to one, and it's doing Yibim to the sister of your Yevamah. And marrying the sister of your Yevamah is Midrabanan usher. So therefore, you create a situation where Reuben and Shimon die, there are two sisters, and those are the only wives, they're each monogamous. So there are two sisters. All the other brothers can't do Yibim because each one of them looks like an Erva, because even though it's not my wife's sister, it's my waiting-to-be-wife's sister, my Shomer's Yavam's sister. Okay, but what does the Gemara, the Mishnah say? But if you have a clever case where, you know, here is Reuven, unfortunately died, Shimon, and they leave Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, right? Again, that's perfectly fine. They used to do that in Europe all the time, right? Two brothers marry two sisters. Perfectly reasonable, right? Two brothers marry two sisters, perfectly reasonable. If only Reuben had died, then, of course, Shimon wouldn't do them to Rachel. That's the classic case of Aleha. But Reuben and Shimon both died. And here now you have Levi, let's say, and Yehuda. So what happens in a Stam case? In a Stam case, neither of them can do Yibam, because Rachel is Achos Yevimto, which is Midrabbanan, and looks like an Erva, and Leah is Achos Yevimto. But the Mishnah says, what if coincidentally, you know, they get very lucky, and Rachel is also a different Erva, right? Rachel happens to be also, besides being Leah's sister, Erva to Levi. It works out she's also an Erva to Levi. Let's say she's Levi's mother-in-law, right? And Leah happens to also be an Erva to Yehuda. Then, that's a very, very rare case. This is what's called Asula Zemotel Zer, Asula Zemoteris Lazah. This is a case where two sisters fall to Yibam at the same time, and either one of them has the right to do Yibam as well as Chalitza. Meaning, you could do Yibam as well as Chalitza. Why? Because Rachel only has a Nefila to Yehuda. Leah only has a Nefila to Levi, right? Rachel didn't fall to Levi. She's arised him. She only fell to Yehuda. Leah only fell to Levi. And therefore, each one of them, Levi says, I only have one Yevamah, Leah. Why not do Yibam if I want, or Chalitza, whatever I want? Yehuda says, I only have one Yevamah, Rachel. That's called Asur Lezem or Teres Lezeh. Rachel's Asur to Levi, Mutter Yehuda. Leah's Asur to Yehuda, Mutter to Levi. And even though they're two sisters who are Yevamos, in this very, very rare case, they can each have the choice to do Yibam if they want. That is what the Mishnah says later on. What does Rav Chiya do as a very, very interesting intellectual exercise of Talmud Torah? He says, in all 15 arayas of the Mishnah, I can have a case where which erva are they? It'll work for all 15. Rachel could be Levi's daughter, and Leah could be Yehuda's daughter. Rachel could be Levi's granddaughter, and Leah could be Yehuda's granddaughter. Rachel could be Levi's mother-in-law, and Yehuda could be Levi's mother-in-law. Oh, Rachel could be Levi's maternal half-sister, and Yehuda could be Yehuda's maternal half-sister. All 15, it can all work. How do you exactly get it to work out? That's the long Rashi says. You work out the family trees. But, you know, whether you've worked out the family trees or not, you get the concept. In any of the 15 arayos, if it happens to work out, and he says, I'm clever enough that I can actually get it to work out with pen and paper. Actually not. That Rachel is a certain kind of erva to Levi. Leah, coincidentally, the same kind of river to Yehuda, then you can have this scenario. Of course, it could also be that Rachel is one kind of Erev Levi and Leah is a different kind of Erev Yehuda. Rachel's Levi's daughter and Leah's Yehuda's mother-in-law. But that's just not as interesting to work out, so that's, halakhically it's all the same, right? We're just saying it's interesting to note that you can work it out with all 15 cases if you're good at family trees. Okay, but, yeah?
Is there anything more to this than just like a nice game, he's trying to get things to fit together?
Is there more of this than a nice game? L'chora, there is more of this than a nice game. Probably, what does he mean by then? By Bekulon Ani Kori Bahem? Is what's he telling us that we couldn't have figured out ourselves? I mean, he's obviously Lafuke from all these other people. If I was Lafuke from all these other people, he's not actually telling us any new fact we didn't know. It's just telling us that we can take latitude in interpreting the cases. Right? Because there's no machlokas here, but actual halachas. Everyone agrees you can interpret it all 15 ways. Question just whether you want to discuss the scenario or not. So what he's telling us, he wants to discuss the scenario. That is a good question. Maybe. We can... one second. Give me half a second. I think that maybe we can answer the question why Rav Kiya said this. We can speculate an answer to why Rav Kiya said this. Not yet. We have to wait another moment. Okay. And then you had some technical machlokas again. There's no machlokas for the rest of this amud about actual halachos, like what's the din in case A, what's the din in case B. The machlokas is just whether, in terms of how we present things, we'd like to present all 15 such scenarios, or we wouldn't like to. And how does this come up? Rav Chia, obviously, and Rav Yehuda Marav liked all 15, but Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who said, like, Rav Chia, you should do all 15. But Rav Yehuda himself was Matargim. He himself, he knew it works for all 15. Meaning it's true, Bekulon Ani Bahem, all 15. But he himself only, when he said over Rav, he only thought that it works for, he only thought that we can say it over for 9. Matargim Mechamos Ve'ilach, he skipped the first 6, which are... daughter's daughter, wife's daughter, wife's son's daughter, wife's daughter's daughter, all the daughters and granddaughters, those are the first 6. And he started from the last 9 for Chamoso and Anavel, Sheet above Yerashi Lo, he didn't say the first 6, why not? He didn't say the first 6 because he really only didn't like the first. But Agav, since they sort of all go together, so he didn't say the first 6. It says, my time, I came to Bito, Ba'onsim, Ashkachas, Ba'onsim, Lo, Mashkachla, Ba'onsim, Kamayri, Ba'onsim, Lo, Kamayri. He said, what's the problem? Bito is not going to work with legitimate daughters, only with illegitimate daughters, right? Ba'onsim. Again, Lav Dafka, Onus, Afukim, Afute, just means it's not going to work with legitimate daughters. Why won't it work with legitimate daughters? Because, what do we have in the case? In every case of these 15, what we have is that, you know, basically, Rachel is blank erva of Levi. Leah is the same erva of, same erva of Yehuda, right? That's the exercise we're going to do. And then Reuven marries Rachel and Shimon marries Leah. That is the framework that we're dealing with here. Right? And Shimon marries Leah. And then Reuven and Shimon die, and then you could have this cool case. What's the problem with Bito? So the problem is, if you say that Bito, that Rachel is Levi's legitimate daughter, what does that mean? That means that Levi married a girl, a wife, and had Rachel. If Levi married a wife and had Rachel, that could very well be. Then can Leah have Bito Minisuin? Can Yehuda have her sister legitimately? What happened? Rachel's mother is now Ashes Levi. So let's say Levi divorces her, right? But can Yehuda marry Rachel's mother? Because it's Ashes Achiv. She is Labanim, right? Rachel. So Yehuda can't marry Rachel's mother. So if he can't marry Rachel's mother, then he can't have Rachel's sister. Because how... The only way for two men to have two girls who are sisters is to marry happen to the same mother. And Yehuda can't marry the mother. Therefore, what's the only case you can have? Yehuda can't marry the mother, meaning, but he can, Yehuda can't marry the mother. Now, maybe you can even say, Yehuda can, fine, he won't marry the mother, but he will, but he'll sleep with the mother, and illegitimately have Leah. That's what Tosfos points out. Even this won't work. Why? That could happen. Levi legitimately has Rachel. Yehuda can't marry the mother anymore. He illegitimately has her sister Leah. This is still not going to work. Why? Because, let's just do the end of the story. Reuven and Shimon die, and then what's the end of the story? Rachel is and Muteris to Yehuda. Sorry.
Yenusa first is the problem.
Yeah. So the this would be fine, right? Then Leah is 1 second. Rachel is Bitumis and returns to Yehuda. That works fine. It's only see, this really is complicated.
Ansa first is a problem.
Bitla, says she absolutely beats a room, bit of shimmel, the Yos Isha. Of course. No, this is not going to work. Why is this also not going to work? That's what Tosfos points out. Why is this also not going to work? Because then Leah is going to be a surah to Yehuda and Levi. Why? She's Yehuda's daughter, and she's Levi's wife's daughter. Bas Ishta, right? So that's also not going to work. Because Leah's is usher to Yehuda, but then she'll also be usher to Levi. She's the wife of the daughter of Levi's wife. So therefore, the only way you can have this work out is to have them both be Bito Me Anusa. So no one married Rachel and Leah's mother. Levi had an illegitimate daughter, Rachel. Yehuda had an illegitimate daughter, Leah. Now, Rachel is usher to Levi's daughter, but not related to Yehuda. She's Yehuda's niece, but that's fine. Leah is Yehuda's illegitimate daughter, not related to Levi, and that's how it has to work out. They have to both be Manusasso. Fine, that's what the Tosos, Dumasal Bitu and Nusasso, points out. Now, in this case, you have to have it illegitimate daughter, not legitimate daughter. And therefore, Binisuin Kamayri, Ba'onsum Lo Kamayri, we're dealing with Nisuin, we're not dealing with Onsim, and therefore he couldn't have included this. If you remember, let's just chazer briefly, Big Machlokes Rishonim about this. Who is Mayri Be? Who's not Mayri Be Onsim? Right? What are the two possibilities here? Who's not Ma'ir Ba'unsin? Exactly. So Rashi says the Mishnah is lo Ma'iri Ba'unsin. And that Rashi is very difficult because he was so sir Rashi and Daf Beis of an Aleph. The Aruch Lener says Rashi never even meant it. He really meant like Tosis. It's so sir Rashi and Daf Beis of an Aleph. And it's very difficult because the if the Mishnah is dealing with Nisuin and the daughter in the Mishnah is daughter from Nisuin, then the daughter in the Mishnah is the same as Bas Ishna. It's already included. And that gets very difficult. Mishnah will not go onsim, but this is has two kashas, right? Number one, stira to Rashi on the face of an aleph. And the answer you have to say that bedochak, that well, Rashi here is speaking aliba de Rav Yehuda. And Rashi over there is speaking aliba de Abaye, who comes next. And two is that then bito in the Mishnah is redundant. Because if Bito in the Mishnah means your legitimate daughter, then it's also your wife's daughter, and that's Bas Ishto, that's number four. Okay, so that is difficult. Tosvos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph has a better shot. What does Tosvos say? Tosvos here also. Not just Beis Amud Aleph, Tosvos says the same thing here. Exactly. Rav Chiya lo Ma'iri Be'onsin. The Mishnah, yeah, that's Ma'iri and Onsin. Rav Chiya is not Ma'iri and Onsin. That's why he didn't want to say over Rav Chiya this way. Why should Rav Chiya not be Ma'iri and Onsin? So it says, because kulon ani korei behem mashva, that's something that could really happen all the time, that we like to happen, that's a normal thing to happen. And illegitimacy is not a normal thing to happen.
Is Bas Ishta also a woman you're married to, you then get divorced, and then she's a child afterwards, is also Bas Ishta?
Yeah. And the Tosfos Yeshanim there, and others, the Ritva, the Rashva, Tosfos Yeshanim says, no, it means the Mishnah is lo ma'ir be'onsin. Oh, but that's difficult. You don't have a kasha steer to Rashi. It's difficult because the Bito's are done. It says, the Mishnah, lo ma'iri, rak be'onsin, ella, bein be'onsin, bein benisuin. This is just Hazar from the beginning of the year. That doesn't mean the Mishnah is not talking about onsin. The Mishnah is not talking about only onsin. The Mishnah is talking about cases that also include Nisuin. Therefore, the Mishnah is not redundant, so it's also talking about Nisuin. But you know, you can't apply Rav Chiya there, because then it will restrict the Mishnah to only Onsim. You don't want to restrict the Mishnah to only Onsim. You want it to be Onsim and Nisuin. Okay. Then Abaye says, Abaye mitargem af bitum yisasa, ki yashkuch mashkach, lo yibayim in Onsim, debim man Nisuin. Abaye is mitargem even Bito, and then Bas Bito, and Bas Bino, and Bas Ishto, and Bas Bito, and Bas Bino. Says, you can have it. Have it with Bita Meir Soso. So as long as you have it, it's fine. If it's under Soso, he's not worried about the impropriety. Aval Eishach Shlo Hayibo Lomo Lo. But Eishach Shlo Hayibo Lomo can't. Why? Came to Lo Shimon and Shvigach Shlo the Rabban Lo Mishkach Shlo. Biplugda Lo. Biplugda Lo Kamayri. But you can't have the case in Eishach Shlo Hayibo Lomo. Why? Because it only works for Rab Shimon. And not, meaning Rav Shimon after he tells Rav Oshia, right? Rav Shimon, now that we've decided he holds Meshach Shlo Yabal Lamo, he just is making in some cases, right? That only works according to Rav Shimon and not according to the Chachamim. Be'plugta lo ka'mayri. Therefore, he only said over 14 of the 15 Rav Chiyas. So he didn't want to get into a machlokes. Why didn't he want to get into a machlokes? Because, what's the case here? Let's think about this. Think about it. Rachel is Eishes Achim Shlo Hayo Ba'olamo of Levi, but fine for Yehuda. Leh is Eishach Shlo Hayo Ba'olamo of Yehuda, but fine for Levi. It's obvious why this doesn't work. Why doesn't this work? Because who's older, Levi or Yehuda? Whichever one you pick, it's all the same, right? Let's say Levi's older than Yehuda. Then if you think of it, if Yehuda's younger, then anyone who is Eishes Achim Shlo Hayo Ba'olamo for Levi is kolshkein for Yehuda, right? The younger one, both of them, what does Eishes Achim Shlo Hayo means? You were born after they were Nofel Yibam, right? That's what Eishes Achim Shlo Hayo Ba'olamo, right? You were born after the Nefila. So if Levi was born after Rachel's Nefila, then Kal v'chomer Yehuda is born after Rachel's Nefilah. Whoever was born second was born after both Nefilos, right? What's the case? The case is, I'm not even giving you Naphtalians, well, I just say very simply, you have Nefilas, not from Rav Shimon Levi Yehuda, from the other brother. I mean, again, I'm not using Rav Shimon Levi Yehuda the same as Rashi. I hope that's okay. First you have Nefilas from Rachel, then you have Leidas Levi. Then you have Nefilas Leah, and then you have Leidas Yehuda, right? So this works out well. Rachel is Eshach Lohei Balaam of Levi, because he wasn't born yet, but Leah is fine for Levi, right? The problem is, they're both Eshach Lohei Balaam of Yehuda. And however you switch it around, it's not going to work, because whoever was born second, obviously was missed the Olam, of both Rachel's first husband and Leah's first husband. Right? I don't know, call their husband who you want. If you want, you can call them who comes after Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Let's say Yisachar and Zebulun, right? Let's, if you want. But it doesn't matter. Basically, one brother could be could have one of them be Asur Lazem with Teres Lazem, because he was born after one's Nefila before the other's Nefila. Then the other brother can't be born after the other Nefila before the one's Nefila, because the Nefilas are in order, right? No one could be born after Leah's Nefila, but before Rachel's Nefila. Time doesn't work that way. So therefore, it's impossible for the Chachamim to have such a case. Only Rav Shimon could have a case. And therefore, he didn't want to get involved in the Machlokes. But, what was Rav Chiya originally thinking? Right? The Rav Safra Matarkim Afei Shach Shlohei Bo Lomo Mashkach Lom Shita Achim Fa'ali Bade Rav Shimon Simanach Meis Nolad Yavam Meis Nolad Ve Yavam. Okay, Tosis points out that later on they'll ask, why can't you do it with five brothers? We're going to leave that for later on, when we get there, Makia Seder. I don't think we're going to hit it in the Horn Seder. But it works for Rav Shimon. Why does it work for Rav Shimon? And what does he basically say? He says, you can have all 15 if Bepluta Kamairi. And then, obviously, Rav Chiya, who said it Bekulot about all 15 originally, right? Rav Chiya started out with all 15. Obviously, he holds Bepluta Kamairi. And that's why we bring this all in. Because Rebbe said to Levi, Bepluta lo kamayri. But what do you mean, Rebbe? Bepluta kamayri. That's the only way to get Rav Chiya's exercise. Okay, let's just see how it works for Rav Shimon. Because what does Rav Shimon hold? Now that we've been told to Rav Oshia, and we're going to have to be ma'ayin in this. This is one of the first things we're going to be ma'ayin in Daf Yud Aleph. But Rav Shimon holds like this. Look, there are two cases of Eishes Achiv Shalom Hayav Be'olamo. One case of Eishes Achiv Shalom Hayav Be'olamo is... We're not doing Rav Chiya now. Just plain old Eishach Shalom Yivu Lomo, right? One case is, Reuven dies, right? Levi is born. Shimon is, does Yibo. And then, Shimon dies, right? Now what happens? When Shimon dies, Levi should be able to do Yibo. Except that she's one of the 15 Arayos, because she's Eish Lach Shalom Yoli Bolam on Levi, because he was never in the Olam of Reuven, right? So it's, two, I think, of the 15 Arayos. Right? Two of the 15 Arayos are your brother's wife. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't mean this case. Let's just be very clear. Reuven dies... Shimon, everyone's born. Reuben dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies. Now, Levi does Yibum. Why? It's his double Eishasach. It's Eishasach through Reuben and Shimon. But that's fine. It's Eishasach through Reuben and Shimon. But he achieved Yibum for Reuben, achieved Yibum for Shimon. That's fine. He's allowed to do a double Eishasach. As long as he was in the Olam of Reuben, the Olam of Shimon. That's fine. What are the only two cases where Eishes Ach is one of the 15 Arayos? Doesn't mean the fact that when my brother died, she was Eishes Ach. That's the way he'd love to say, Yibum is Matar Eishes Ach. It doesn't mean maybe two of my brothers died. No, you're allowed to do double Eishes Ach. What it means is either if two of my brothers died, but the first one was my maternal half-brother, and the second one was my paternal half-brother, then I can't do Yibum, because the first brother died as a maternal half-brother, and there's no Yibum for maternal relatives. Or the case of Eshelach Shalom Yibum Mamo, in this case. Yeah, Levi now can't do Yibum for Shimon. Why? Because he has an Isser from Reuben of Eshelach Shalom Yibum Mamo. Or what's the other scenario? Reuben. These things are Eshes Achiv Shlohayo Be'olamo. I don't know what the proper abbreviation is. Reuben dies. Shimon does Yibum. Levi is born. And Shimon dies. These are the two scenarios you can have Eshelach Shalom Yibum Mamo. In both cases, Levi should be able to do Yibum for Shimon because he was in Shimon's Olam. But he is an Isser because Eshach of Reuben wasn't a Reuben's Olam. What's the difference in these two cases? Rav Olshia says, Cholokayu Shimon af ba Rishona. Rishona, the way we said it also. But we paskin not that way. We pass in this case, even Rav Shimon admits it's Usher. But in this case, the Chachamim say Usher, and Rav Shimon says Mutter. Again, Rav Shimon's not the same as the brother Shimon. And Rav Shimon says Mutter, right? That's the Shita of Rav Shimon. That if Levi was born before Shimon's Yibum, he's stuck with Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo. If Levi's born after Shimon's Yibum, then he doesn't have to worry about Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo. Okay, what the oneness of that is, we'll come back to. The Neder, but we will. Now, what do they say here? According to the Chachamim, all Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo are also, you can't get it to work. But according to Shimon, you can get it to work. Why? Because some Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo he thinks are Usher, some are Mutter, and you just have to have things happen in the right order. What does he say? Mace Nola Yibing, Mace Nola Yibing? Right, what's the case? Case is first. Mace means first you have Nefilas Rachel. And then you have Leidas Levi. And then you have who's Miyabim Ruvain Yibim Rachel. Then you have Nefilas Leah, right? Who died? Zvulun died. Then you have Leidas Yehuda. And then Shimon was Miyabing Leah. Now hopefully this should work. That's what the Gemara said, right? It said Mace Nola Yibim, Mace Nola Yibim. So then it should work, because that's what the Gemara says. So does it work? Let's see. You know, Levi, according to Shimon, Levi, Rachel, is Usher Levi, right? Because he was born when she was still in a state of Nephila. But Leah is, of course, Mutter Levi, because he was Ba'olam with Leah's husband. He was born in time. He could himself have done Yibum to Leah the first time around. And Leah is Muteris. Sura and Muteris. How about Yehuda? For Yehuda, Leah is for sure Asura, because he was born when she was still in the state of Nephila. But what about Rachel? Rachel, now, it looks like Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo to Yehuda, but according to Rav Shimon, since he was born after Rachel was misyabing, there's no problem with Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo. As long as he was born after the Nephila ended, there's no problem. So Rachel is Muteres Lefi Reb Shimon. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you could have a case where one sister is Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo to Levi not Yehuda, the other says Eshach Shalom Yibum Lamo to Yehuda and not to Levi. So this only works for Reb Shimon, and this proves the mission to Kamayri. Now Rebbe's in trouble. Once the mission is to Kamayri, why is he accusing Levi of being, not the brother Levi, the Amora Levi, of being brainless? They should have been a little more machped and had Rabbi Shimon and the Amora Levi not discuss Maseches Rabbos, just to avoid confusion. But I guess they have faith in us. So, that's the kasha, and then we have three answers. What are the three answers? Ella, answer one. L'Rebbe Hani Kloli Lesley. Okay, very simple. Rebbe's Beplut Lo Kamayri. Right, remember, Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. He says, I wrote the Mishnah, I knew what I was doing by saying 15, not 16. Because I have a Plutu Lokamayri, and don't give me your Shimon's Reb Chiya's Bakulad. That's Reb Chiya's own idea. He didn't get that from me. I wasn't writing my Mishnah with Rav Chiya's Klalim in mind. When I wrote the Mishnah, I didn't mean to say, here's the 15. And then later on in Daf Chof Ches, when you have this idea of Achol Shivim Tuchol Esav Zeyabemis, that's going back on all 15. No, I meant for some of the 15 it works, for some it doesn't. Only Rav Chiya wanted it to work for all 15. That's not my problem. Answer one. Answer two. Rav Achim, Korchina, Kamid, Rav Kahana, Rav Shidur, Rav Le'ul, Isli, Rabbi Hani, Klali. Really, Rabbi does hold from Rav Chiya's Klali. Meaning, when Rabbi wrote the Mishnah, he meant it in the way Rav Chiya interpreted. He says, here are the 15 Arayos, and I'm going to write a couple of pages later that... where's the... the Mishnah is... Yeah, it's Chavav and Aleph. Then he says, that's what I meant. I meant here are the 15 arayos, and for all 15 arayos, I meant it with these clothes. Rav Chiya was just, like the Derech Tosefta, he was just explaining in greater detail what I really said in the Mishnah. Then I'm put to Kamayri, right? Because one of the 15 only works for Shimon. So, he says, but no. The Hachi Karmelay, really, that's not what Rebbe answered to Levi. Rebbe didn't answer Levi that Beplugta lo Kamayri. What did Rebbe really answer Levi according to the second defense of Rebbe? Rebbe really answered Levi, you know why he didn't say Emo? Emo, and it says, Ug, Bechadim Shkachlo, Betarti lo Mishkachis la. The real reason I didn't put Emo in the Mishnah is because you can't have the case of Achot Shivento, Koletzom Shabemis. Not because of Plota Lokamayri. Plota, I'm fine with this. Because you can't have the case of Achoshi Yivimta, Ocholetzes, O Misyavemes. Dafka because of the Klolim. Maybe that can answer Daniel's question before. Was Rafia just saying the Klolim as an intellectual exercise when he's teaching us something? Maybe he was answering Levi's question. According to this, answer, Levi was saying the Kulin and Korabahem to preempt Levi's question and explain to you why Emo's not in the Mishnah. How come Emo doesn't work? He says the reason, forget about Plota Lokamayri, but Plota Taka Kamayri. The reason that it's not in the Mishnah is because
it doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work? Before we get inside, you'll see it's obvious why it doesn't work. Oh, just remember what we started with, right? Rachel and Leah are sisters. Why doesn't this scenario work? Rachel is Levi's mother, Yehuda... Rachel's Levi's mother, Leah's Yehuda's mother. And they're sisters, and each one is muteris to one and asur to the other. Why doesn't this work? Because if Rachel is Levi's mother, then what is she to Yehuda? His aunt, his mother's sister. Right? Then both of them are asur to both of them. Because Rachel is Levi's mother and Yehuda's aunt, and Leah is Yehuda's mother and Levi's aunt. So you can't have a case where each one of them is muter to one and asur to the other. And that's why Rebbe didn't put in the Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara just explains. Meaning, you can have the case where one of them is Mutter is Levi's mother and Mutter Yehuda, and one of them is Yehuda's mother and Mutter Levi. Or you can have the case where Rachel and Levi are sisters. But you can't have Rachel and Levi being sisters and one of them being Yehuda's mother and Mutteris to Levi because Yehuda's mother's sister, because Levi's mother's sister is Yehuda's mother, and Yehuda's mother's sister is Levi's mother. Matthew Moore says, if Yaakov, meaning the father, slept with two sisters, and one of them became Levi's mother, one of them became Yehuda's mother, you can have a case of two sisters who fall to Yibam together. But you can't have that each one is much of one and usher to one, because they're both usher to both of them, because each one of them is one of theirs mother and the other one's aunt. Nachrios means, of course, not Gentiles, but unrelated people, strangers. If Rachel and Leah were two strangers and one of them had Yehuda, one of them had Leah, Hasul Zemetel Zemeshkatla, then yeah, it means Leah's mother is fine for Yehuda, Yehuda's mother is fine for Leah. But Achol Shiyaminta, Lo Meshkatla, but you can't have a case where they're two sisters because they're not two sisters. And that's why, not because of Plugdalo Kamayri, but because it wouldn't work for the Klalim, and Rebbe really, really, really meant these Klalim. Third answer, Ravashi Arvalo Olam Leslie, Rebbe had the clothing, cloak to Kamayri. Really, no. Rebbe doesn't hold things kolam. He denies the second answer. And Rebbe Bepluta Kamayri, he denies the first answer. So what's his answer? Why did he say Levi was brainless? He was saying to Levi, this is what he's saying to him. My time, my kindumali, and she'inam lochukado ka'amarle. Why did he tell him kindumali she'inam lochukado? Hashkarle, this is what he meant to say to him. My tell the daikin last nisan. Why were you medayik in the Mishnah? Asked Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you medayik? I was teaching this Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, I'm a plukta kamari, I'm willing to get into controversy. But I happen to have chosen the side of Rabbi Yehuda. The Asr Anusis Aviv, who says that Anusis Aviv is Asr. The Katani, how do you know I chose Rabbi Yehuda? The Katani Sheshar Eskursan, why didn't you read the second Mishnah? Right? That's a good reason to get Musar Levi. He hasn't passed the first Mishnah without reading the second Mishnah. There's some yeshivas that do things like that, but we normally disprove that. Right, this is the famous joke they make, right? Kash is Arba Avos Avadir Shlosha Avos. Okay, so you want further, we'll see the answer is Nezikin. That's not the proper way to learn. So Sheish Arayis Chamurus Ve'elu Mipnei Shehein Nisuos La'achirim Tzarsei Mutaros. Right, there's six more Chamur Arayis. Since they could only marry strangers, they couldn't have married your brother in the first place. Therefore, their Tzarsei Mutar, because it's Shlod Makam Mitzvah. And Imo Ve'ishtav Ve'achos Aviv. Right, the first three are all ones who your paternal brother could not have married. The first one is your mother. In my Imo, what's the case of Imo? Elaim Nisuos Aviv, if Imo meant... meant Nisuas Aviv, that, as a matter of fact, this is, it's like, if Imo meant your mother through your father's marriage, your legitimate mother, Hainu Eishas Aviv, and that's the second of the six, that's Eishas Aviv. Ella, it's redundant, Ella Lava Nisuas Aviv must mean your illegitimate mother. And then they can only marry a stranger, they can't marry your brother. Who says that your mother can't marry your brother? Meaning anyone who ever slept with your father can't marry your brother. Rabbi Yehuda, since this parak happens to be teaching in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he was willing to get into machlokas. He just held like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he taught this parak this way. Tosfos says, this third answer is so obvious, just go to the second mission, it's clear he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. That was really the Havni in the first place. So either you have to say, like Tosfos, that the Havamina was, Levi said, I knew that. What I meant is, why didn't you change the second Mishnah also? Why didn't you change the second Mishnah also? And why are you so in love with Rabbi Yehuda Shita here? And then the answer was that, no, because I'm very, very committed to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and you're not going to budge me on that. And really, Levi was just saying, you shouldn't have passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi was saying, what do you mean? I am passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you hacking me a chain? Or the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba, the Ritva, give a different answer. He says, no, the half meaning that emo is redundant, and it just means nisuat aviv. The half means that there were two redundant things in the second Mishnah. Okay, in any case, those are the three answers. Amrli Rina Rashi, or Yehuda Namashkafla di Yavar Nasa, Rina said to Rashi, hold on a second. You're saying in this third answer, basically the first and third answers, the third answer says I hold like Yehuda, the first answer says I didn't want to get into a chlokis and a controversy for Yehuda, because it wouldn't work for Yehuda. Say for Yehuda, it also works. Because Anusas Aviv is not a riot according to Rabbi Yehuda. Anusas Aviv is only a lab according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you mean I can't have a case of emo? Why can't I have a case of emo in the Mishnah? My mother cannot hold me to Yibam, because my mother couldn't be married to my brother, because he's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. Say, what do you mean? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can marry Anusas Aviv, because it's only Chayim and Lavin. You can marry, you shouldn't, not that like, you can't ethically, but you can, you know, b'di'evet, right? You can marry Anusas Aviv, as said. Vishnatim the Ober Vinasiv. If he did, my brother could have married my mother, even according to Yehuda, and violated the law. The answer is the Ilokatani. Nope. We're not discussing cases in the Mishnah where my brother only married her Be'isr b'di'evet. All the cases in the Mishnah where my brother could have married her. Where my brother could l'chachila have married her? We're not discussing cases where a brother shouldn't have married her and violated an iser. Even without the E, you can have a case. Meaning, what do you mean with the E? Keep in mind, they don't mean the Mishnah is not discussing any cases with B'dievet. We already said that it's talking about Bito Man, Sasso, some of these cases. What we mean is that the Ilo Gatani, the Mishnah is not discussing cases where she was only my Yavama because my brother married her illegally. That's what it means. We're not discussing cases where my brother married this girl, but Isser, and she became my Yavama. That's what it means, the Ilo Gatani. The Rashi, below the Inami, Shatzla, Yaakov, Anas, Kolossal, the Holy Men of Ben. Umeish, Ruben, Globonim, Enafla, Kame, Bro, Yud, Iyasur, Tarasanami, Asira. Says, even without the E, it doesn't mean without anyone doing any certain. It means without my brother having married her, but Isser, we can still have the case. How can we have the case? Very, very simple, right? There are two ways for my brother to be married to
my mother.
What are the two ways my brother marries my mother? Well, two things happen. My brother marries her and she becomes my mother. So what is the case of Imo, then my brother marries her, right? If you have first Imo of Shimon, then Reuven marries her, and then we have the case where Reuven dies, and she's the 16th erva of Imo on Shimon, and she and all her sorrows are fundamentally Yibam. So if you do it in this order, then why doesn't this order work? Because Di'i lo katani. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven violated a law when he married her. Let's discuss it with him. He violated when he married her, or only if he slept with her. But in any case, he just assumes either there's some iser, at least Di'i, to marry someone who you're usher to, or in any case, like, it's still called in the realm of Isser, because when you marry people, the assumption is Ki Yikach is Ishu V'Allah, right? So if you marry someone else to you, that's called B'dievet. So that's the Ilo Ketani, Shuhan Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven violated the Lav of Anusas Aviv, right? Because Shimon's mother is Anus Aviv of Reuven. So Rav, whoever's speaking here, Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, no, just do it the other way around. First, Reuven married her, and that's not the E, right? First, Reuven married a girl. That's not the E. It's wonderful for people to get married, right? They should do it more often.
Each person once. First Reuven
married her, right? And then she became Imo of Shimon. Why can't we have that case? And then Reuven dies, and etc.
Why can't Reuven marry her first? And then she became Imo of Shimon. If Reuven married her first, how did she become Imo of Reuven's brother Shimon?
You have to say that Yaakov Anas Kaloso. Okay?
This is not so clean, but you have to say first Reuven married her, and then Yaakov saw, my son married a girl, she's so nice, and he was Ma'anisir, and then he had Shimon. Okay, but it's not a de'i, because the etz of ishus, the yibam's coming from, of Reuven, is a l'chachila ishus. So the answer is, yeah, okay, fine. So that's not de'i, because it's a l'chachila ishus that the yibam's coming from, but it's also something you don't want to discuss in the Mishnah. And what don't we want to discuss in the Mishnah, he says? Right, of course, in this case, it should be clear that Shimon's a mamzer. No, the Mishnah is only not discussing. It's not discussing where she was your brother's wife, but yeah, but it's also not discussing where your brothers, where you are brothers through Amzeiros. We're only discussing two brothers who are brothers, who are kosher brothers, who are brothers in a besederdik way. They're legitimate brothers. We're not discussing illegitimate brothers. So since the Mishnah is, it's not discussing where she was an illegitimate wife of Reuven, and it's not discussing Reuven and Shimon are brothers illegitimately. Therefore, it can't have a case of Imo, at least Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. It can according to the Chachamim, but not Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. The Afal Pikein, then the Gemara just ends, Af Pikein Badka Levi Masnisa. Even though we had three ways of explaining what Rebbe said to Levi, and even though Rebbe used harsh words against Levi, Levi had a principled machlokus with his Rebbe. Right? Rebbe thought that Levi was just being lazy and he had to give him some mussar to understand him properly. But in fact, there was a misunderstanding, and Levi really did understand Rebbe properly. He just thought Rebbe was wrong. If Rebbe meant Bepluta lo Kamairi, he thought Bepluta Kamairi. If Rebbe meant it has to fit into Choshi Vimto, Choletzom, Shebem, Sashul, Zemotel, Zeh, he thought it doesn't have to fit into the Klalim. And if Rebbe meant to hold like Rebbe Yehuda, he thought we don't have to hold like Rebbe Yehuda. The Tami Levi, because Levi taught in his version of the Mishnah, Emo, Pam, Poter, Sarasa, Pam, Eno, Poter, Sarasa. Emo sometimes is one of the 16 Arayas, sometimes not. Kate, Emo was his father's wife. Then that's clearly, could never have married his brother. And Venises, Lachmi, Avu, Mace, meaning, and quote unquote, Nises, right? Levi was his father's wife. She had a reform ceremony with his brother, which wasn't really Tfisa's Kedusha. And his brother died. Zui, Emo, Shay, Poter, Sarasa. Doesn't pop the Sarasa. She never married to his brother. But if it's Imo Anusas Aviv, then also Le'echmi Aviv. And then totally Lechachila, according to Chachamim, his paternal brother could have married her. Sounds a little scandalous to us. They're not going to get such a good shidduch, but it's totally Mozar Alpidin. V'nis Le'echmi Aviv, Umezo Imo Shemeter Saratza. That's the 16th Erva. And even though, right, Levi knew he wasn't writing the Mishnah. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, so even though the Mishnah says 15, there's really 16. Amar Levi Shlakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Let's leave Amar Levi Shlakish le Rabbi Yochanan for after the Bechanan. That really gets involved close to the Shlakish le Rabbi Yochanan, which they knew. Okay, now, the only thing that we have to mention is this famous Tosos. The famous Tosos here, like, Olam, Les Levi, Hani, Klaus, Klutchik, and Myri. Most Rishonim discusses in the Beis Aman Aleph on the Mishnah. But Tosos discusses it here. Right? The Kasha is, right, the Gemara says maybe there's a 16th Emo. Okay, well, cheat a little. Rish Lakish is Rav Yochanan, that, Levi, Dharma, Deido, Ketani, Litne, Achos, Vimto. He says maybe there's a 16th, which is Ha choleitz levimto vehadar kidsha, right? Meaning, Reuben died, and Shimon did chalitza, and then changed his mind and did yibum, which is a lav. He changed his mind, he married her, that's a lav. So she's chayv yilavin on Shimon, that's why it's the e. She's chayv yikrisas on Levi, Yehuda, and all the other shvatim, because they were just not part of the story of chalitza or yibum, so for them it's delicious ach. So now, if Shimon dies, then she's chayv karis on them, and it's a 16th one. It's, chalutzas achiv. And the answer to that is either, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't even know, paskin like that scenario, or ein b'tzara sara. But Tosa says, no, there's another erva, the most famous erva, the most common erva in the whole world, right? If you look at all the Gilui Arayos people do in the whole world, and you take the statistics, this wins by... I've never taken the statistics, and no one probably ever could, because people wouldn't be honest. But I'm sure this wins at least 80%, which is... Eishas-ish. Eishas-ish. Okay, nowadays, I have to not count Mishkav Zachar in order to get that statistic. Right, all Arayos being men and women, for sure, Eishas-ish beats everything else. Because the Chazal say, right, then time by Sheni, somehow something... Very mystical happened, and the Yetzer for your relatives is not so hard. Most people don't have a big tiger for their sister and their mother and their daughter and v'chuli v'chuli. But Eishas-ish, which is not related to you, there's still a big tiger out there, and the reason most people don't do it is only because of their Yetzer, is only because they know it's Usser. So, what about Eishas-ish? Why can't we have Eishas-ish, right? What's the case? Reuben dies, and his wife is Eishas-ish on his brother Shimon. So, of course, I'll be pshuta, you wouldn't think you could have that, because Reuben died, and now she's not Eishas-ish anymore. So you say, no, Reuben died, and she's Eishas-ish of a stranger on Shimon. Ah, she's Eishas-ish of a stranger on Shimon, how is she married to Reuben? So that's why Tosus only asked the Kasha here. Because you can only have a scenario where Reuben dies and leaves a Yavama who's somebody else's Eishas-ish, according to, Tosus thinks. According to one side of a Plota. That's a Tosus. Ask me, Imtomer, listen, Eishas-ish, Shabter, Sarasa, Gom, Da, Amr, La, Harizik, Yitech, Almanas. Right. Sure, there's a... Yeah, I don't really understand this part of Tosfos, but let's be into listening. Ish dish v'teres rasa yon dar malah al harizik gidol v'nash loti nasi l'ploni. The pligi v'hamigareish v'rilezer v'rabbanan v'rilezer v'get v'asher l'ploni nisus lo achum meis v'teres rasa. Right, so he says, we can have a case of ish alid dar rilezer, the famous machlokas in the ninth paragraph getting to rilezer v'chachamin. Is if can a guy divorce his wife, right? You can imagine that this might really happen, right? This probably could be Maisim Chol Yom if we held like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, a guy divorces his wife, he thinks she's been fooling around with Plony. Right, so he says, I'm sick of this. But he doesn't want Plony to laugh all the way to the chuppah. So he says, I'm divorcing you, but not for Plony. You can marry anyone else, not Plony. So that's Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Now, it's a machlokes in the Gemara there. What's the case where Elazar and Rabbanan argue about? What are the two cases that he could mean, I'm divorcing you, you can marry anyone but Plony? What are the two ways he could say you can marry anyone but Plony? I don't ever learn Gittin. Does he mean, chutz mi Plony? Harei at muteres. L'chol Adam, chutz mi ploni? Or does he mean, harei at muteres, l'chol Adam, al minas, shelo tinasi l'ploni? Right? So this is the whole sugya, this is the whole first sugya of Herek HaMegarish. Are they arguing out where he says, your muteres, the get is chal for everyone, but it's not chal for ploni? Or does he do it? No, not by saying you're half divorced and half not, by saying you're totally divorced on condition that you never marry Plony. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says it works, the Chum say it doesn't. Now, the simple shot, the Yerushalmi actually asked Tosfos this question, I'll point out later. The Yerushalmi asked the question from Chutz L'Ploni. The Yerushalmi asked the question from Chutz L'Ploni. Tosfos asked the question from Al Menashe Lo Tinasi L'Ploni. Why does Tosfos ask the question from Al Menashe Lo Tinasi L'Ploni Nachutz L'Ploni? Because it's Machlokes, Bavli, and the Yerushalmi apparently about this case. What if she then married, right? Who's after Ploni? I don't know, Almoni? What if she then married Almoni, and he died or divorced her? What happened in that case? Right, that's the case we want, right? Some guy divorced her for everyone but me, and then my brother married her and died, and now she falls for Yibam, she'll Ashes Ish because of that first guy. So what happens if you marry someone else first? So the Yerushalmi says that the shiur still applies. The chutz, shiur is chutz, right? The chutz still applies. The Bavli says in Maseches Gittin, right, the foot of the Tosfos Yerushalmi point out that it's not only Yerushalmi. The Tosfos Yerushalmi also asks from chutz. That doesn't work because we're in the Bavli, so he leaves it at Sarkir. But all the Yerushalmi ask from Amanas. The Bavli says then the shiur is batel, and she's muteres to everyone. The Bavli says, you know what, if I said chutz l'ploni, and then she marries someone else, and he divorces her, or dies, now she's muteres l'chol adam. That guy took over the ishus, now he's mater to everyone. My shear disappears when she marries someone else. Right, because once she marries someone else, he takes over all the rights, and now my shear doesn't apply anymore. So according to the Bavli, you can't ask a kasha from chutz. Why? So according to the Bavli, what would happen if right, what are the names? Does Tosfos use names here? He doesn't use a name for the first guy, does he? No, I don't think so. What if a guy said, Hare at Muteres L'chol Adam Chutz Mi Shimon. And then Reuven
married her, and died.
Then,
according to the Bavli, she's Taka Muteris L'Shimon. Of course it's not a 16th Erva.
The Ishus Issa of the first guy disappeared. Since Reuven took over the Ishus, he erases everyone else's chutz.
According to the Yerushalmi, at least this is the way all Yerushalmi say the Yerushalmi, she is still Ishus Ish on Shimon.
So the Yerushalmi Estakasha says, what if someone divorced her, everyone chutz me Shimon, and then Reuven married her and dies? She's still an Ishus Ish on Shimon because... What? Well, it's a shear, not a t'nai, but correct. But it's just to get off the ground. It's a shear, not... So the Yerushalmi,
Taka says, the kasha is... Right, question. Now, we have 16 arayos.
That's the way the Yerushalmi asks the question. But that's not the way the Rishonim asks the question, because the Rishonim are in the Bavli. There is no 16th Erva if you have chutz.
So the way the Rishonim asks the question is, if you say, Harei at muteris l'chol adam al menas shelo tinasi l'shimon. And then, now, a t'nai,
everyone agrees that if someone else marries you, if I say, Harei, you're divorced, you give me $100, someone else marries you, it doesn't change the fact there's still a t'nai. A t'nai doesn't get erased when someone else marries you.
And then, Reuven marries her and dies. Now everyone knows that she's Ishus Ish, right? Now it's Muskum, Kuli Alma, right? Even though everyone says Lekuli Alma, she is Ishus Ish on Shimon, and that is the question of Tosos and the other Rishonim.
In the case of Al Menas Shaloti Nusit Shimon. So fine, she marries Reuven and dies. Now she's this girl is false for Yibam in front of Shimon, but she's Ishus Ish on Shimon. Why? Because the second Shimon does Yibam, he's now married her, and now the Tanai was not fulfilled, and now she's still married to mysterious first, nameless first guy. And now he's violating Ishus Ish. So why isn't that the 16th Erva? And Tosus says, why does Tosus ask the question here? This I don't, well... Why did Tosus only ask the question on this line of Ubeplug to Kamairi? Because who says you're allowed to make such a t'nai? Rabbi Eliezer. So if it's Ubeplug to Kamairi, right, then you could use Rabbi Eliezer. It's a little funny. This I don't have a proper end. The simple pshat of the sugya is that no, simple pshat of the sugya is that Rebbe holds that everyone agrees you can make it t'nai. They only argue about chutz, in which case he could have asked on the base of an aleph. But, okay, Tosos for some reason thinks that this is Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Chachamim is about Tanai. And therefore, he says, if it's Beflug to Kamaibi, then go like Rabbi Eliezer, and Ishus Ish the 16th. And he says, and even though, he says, hold on a second, should Reuven have married her? If you were Reuven, would you have married her? If you were Reuven, would you have married this girl? In the chutz case, of course Reuven would have married her. Why not? Okay, the Gemara in Gittin says, maybe he's being vatim, but says, yeah, but that's not a problem. In the second case of Almanas, if you're Reuven, right, Morty, you're Reuven, would you have married this girl?
No, you never know what happens to tonight.
Because you never know, after you die, Shimon might marry her, then live afresh, you won't be divorced, and you'll have been living with an Ishus Ish for 30 years. So... no normal person would want to get into that circumstance. Not only would no normal person want to get into that circumstance, it's also with your abundant to get into a circumstance. I mean, it should be us. Like, if the Rabban hadn't asked her, we would have, right? You can't marry a girl who has a get al tanai if you don't know whether the tanai is fulfilled or not. That is, you know, playing with fire, and it's not even up to you. Through no, you know, you're getting a situation where you can end up doing Ishus Ish and there's nothing you can do about it. Of what right do you have to go into that situation? That's an issue with Rabbanan. So that's what he says. Even though no one's allowed to marry her midrabanan until either Plony dies, in which case you know the t'nai is both fulfilled, she's never married Plony, or the first husband dies, in which case even though the t'nai wasn't fulfilled, she's an almana now. What? Right, that's Shimon dying, right? So at Shiyamas Amagarisha Plony, the Chashin on Shema Tinaselo, right? The Chashin on Shema Tinaselo. Right? Even though it's usher for Reuven to have married her in the first place. because he had to be choshesh. What if Shimon ends up marrying her after he dies? La'achshu tzalmi shiskarish. Mizeh. I mean, in the case of their brothers, only tzalmi. But in a normal case, bein tzalmi shiskarish. V'nimtzu b'nei mamzerin, k'chashinan b'mgarish. Right, you'll end up your kids in Mamzerim, and you did Eshesesh, and Mamgarish says you can't do that. Amanashul tibali tloni shemet tibalo, achshama achshizgarish. Right, that says, if a guy divorced wife, Almanas, you never nevelas to ploni, you never sleep with ploni, because I don't trust that ploni. Then I, an innocent person, can't marry her, because I can keep an eye on her meanwhile, but after I pass on or I divorced her, maybe she'll sleep with ploni, and l'mafrei, I'll be in trouble. Uvo the tact of lech major yosmi aram mevicha. I don't have to worry she'll sleep with Ploni while she's married to me. Because we don't have to assume people do arayas, right? If I divorce my wife, Almanas, she doesn't sleep with her father or my father, then we're not choshish that she'll break that tonight. But I have to worry, maybe she'll sleep with Ploni after I divorce her. Therefore, it's aser mikol makom, Levi, because the naming de'i, tamir l'kaman, but Levi does teach the E, right? Because Bud Kalev Masnisen, Rebbe is willing to teach the E in the Mishnah. So there, Levi is willing to teach the E. So if you hold the plug to Kamairi like Levi, Levi holds the plug to Kamairi, and if you hold the E like Levi, so why didn't Levi, the Kasha not really on Levi? Kasha, the Lissi Namilahak, the Kasha is not, that Kasha not on Rebbe Yudinus, on Levi. Ah, okay. That answers. What bothered us about Rebbe Yudinus and Lissi Tassi. So the Kasha on Levi. Levi says we count plugtas. That's why he counted. Levi says we count plugtas. Levi says we count the E's. So if you count plugtas and you count the E's, then why don't you? Why don't you count this case? Why don't you have the 16th of Eishes Ish? Okay, that is the kasha, right? Kasha lizinami lahach. Now we're up to the answers. So what is the answer? So Tosla's first answer, yeah?
Just wondering a little bit of a side point. We were talking about this earlier. Tosla's assumption that women would not violate arayos, but they would maybe violate the situation of Tanai. Even according to the Rishonim, will hold that the situation of Tanai is an erva. Would they agree to that assumption? Meaning, as like a psychological.
Yes, because psychologically she's not such a lot.
Directly.
Yes, exactly. What is Tosfos? Tosfos has a number of answers. His first answer is Lamandanaf Lamiachos Isha, the one who says it's Erva who's Poteras Sarasa. I'll tell you why you can't count this woman, because she's not an Erva. Nichad lo dami hachlachos Isha. She's not usher like an Erva. Why? Because she's not like Achos Isha. Dalmanash Lutinos Jolib is Nos. So his first answer is if the Tanai was Almanas, you don't marry Shimon, she's not an Erva to Shimon, because Shimon can sleep with her out of marriage, out of wedlock. I mean, he shouldn't do his nuts, but it's not erva, right? If he sleeps with her out of wedlock, he only violates the same thing anyone does for living with a girl out of wedlock. Whatever that may be, according to different shitas. But Almanas will do boiling. If he says, no, Almanas, you never sleep with Shimon, Shari Lin's Kaddish, though, then she's not an erva to him because he could marry her, just not be together. Velo dami lachzisha. It's not like an achzisha. Meaning, she's not as usher as an erva. An erva pachters the tzara, but she's not so usher on him because if he said amanash lo tinasi, she's motor teres mznos. And if you said amanash lo tibali, there's tfisas kedushin. Over amanash lo tinasi velo tibali. What about amanash lo tibali? What if the guy was clever? He says on condition that you don't marry or sleep with him. In which case, she's totally the same as an erva. There's no tfisas kedushin, and there's an iser of znos. She says, maybe anyone who makes a tnai that's so strong, that turns into a chutz. This is a chiddush of Tosos, that maybe a strong tnai turns into a shir. Right? Because in the end, I said you can't have anything to do with him, so I'm saying chutz. Even though I said in the lash amanas, it turns into a chutz. So if you said a strong amanas turns into a chutz, then according to the Bavli, it's no problem. Shitaka becomes mutter to Shimon after Reuven marries her, because Reuven's marriage eliminates chutz. Vafilu in lo chashiv shir. But when do we still have a kasha? We still have a kasha if lo chashiv shir. What is the case? What's the case where you have the kasha? The kasha is only if he says, amanas, you don't marry him or sleep with him. And that's still considered a tanai. That doesn't turn into a shir automatically. We still respect your intention to make that a tanai.
I was saying it becomes a shir and no longer is a tanai anymore.
Totally exactly. Becomes a shir lakula even. Right? That's a big chiddush that some tanais become a shir. But Tosfos says, no, let's assume that a Tanai never becomes a Shira, Tanai is a Tanai. Then he could have a good case where she has an Isser Erva on Ruben. So what's his answer if you have this case of, meaning if Yolda doesn't turn into a Shira, then we're stuck. So his answer is, well, let's call this the first answer. Let's see, until now he was just setting it up. He says, "Mikomakim lo dami lachos isha, da hasam shas tefila v'yachos ishto, v'lachom shas tefila eino ishus ish, ad shetibalo." Okay, and this is the answer that's popular among all the Rishonim. The Ramban, the Rashi, and the Mirfa, they're all saying this answer, right? Tosa says, "What is she ishus ish on Shimon? What's actually the status of this girl? Is she ishus ish on Shimon or not? When Reuben dies, she is not anything on Shimon." If he marries her, she'll be ishus ish on him. Right? So it's not... She is... What is her real status? Her status is that she is not an ishus ish, but she... She is not an ishus ish, but she has an isser of ishus ish on him. Right? But... She is Asura to Shimon with Isser of Ishus Ish indirectly. She has no status at all. She's a perfectly good Pnuya, right? She is a perfectly good Pnuya because right now Shimon hasn't married her, so the tie was fulfilled. Right now she's divorced and she's legitimately married to Reuven. Then Reuven died, she's a legitimate Yavam to Shimon. Just indirectly, if he does anything, he'll violate the Isser of Ishus Ish. Right? So Tosa says, in this case, she is Muteris to Shimon. So, now what's the case here? Do we call this the 16th is she Muteris Sarasa? Right? Or not? Is this called Arayos? Or is this not called Arayos? So... Tosos, right, in his first tzad, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva all say, not called Arayus, like Achos Isha. This is not called Arayus. Then Tosos says a suffix. What's the suffix? But he says, Vafilu techashav ne'eshes ish. Came to be Tam Ashes Ashuli Balo. Maybe no, even though she's not an Ashes Ish, cause of Ashes Ish, she's Usher, so maybe we'll call that Ashes Ish. Maybe because the cause of Ashes Ish that she's Usher. So it's no problem. He still has an answer. Mikom Makom Lo Dummy, Kaven to him. And this is basically the only answer, pretty much the only answer that the other Rishonim give. I mean, the Ramban says at first, the Ramban sort of throws in what Tosa's about to say, but he doesn't really believe it. And at first, the Ramban says, oh, give me a break. The Mishnah is not talking about fancy ties. But the Iker answer to the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva is, she's not a status of Ashes Ish, ma baya. She's not an Ashes Ish. Who cares what would indirectly happen? She's not an Ashes Ish. However, Tosa says, no, maybe that counts as the Erva of Ashes Ish. So Tosa says, nonetheless, maybe, why doesn't Tosa like this? Tosa doesn't like this for... But Tosa's second side, right? He says maybe. Tosa's second side says maybe this is called Arayos, like Achos Isha. No, maybe this is called Arayos, like Achos Isha. So he says, what if you take that second side, then what are you going to say? So he says, I can still answer why it's not the 16th, because Mikomakam lo dami, kevin she imti bo li yavam she nesra lav havi eishes ish lo isha eishes achiv me olam. So what's the problem? Let's say, no, she really does have an isher of eishes ish. But how does she have an isher of eishes ish? If Shimon is miyabim her, she'll have an isher of eishes ish. But if Shimon's miyabim her and she has an isher of eishes ish, then he gloim ilstam afreya. She was never divorced. She was never married to Reuven. And she was never B'makom Yibam. She was never Tsar of these other girls. Right? She does have an Isser of Ashes Ish. but not as a tzara, because if she's an eshtish, she's not their tzara, right? So he says, hilkach lo haisa eshtach mil hich lo patra tzarasa. What? No, what Tos is saying? Tos is saying the reason she's not the 16th is because even if though she is Arayos, she's not, even if you call this Arayos, right? But she's not Arayos b'mako mitzvah. Because if she's an Ashes Ish, then she's not, was never married to Reuven. And if she's not an heir of b'mako mitzvah, then she doesn't ask for the tzaros.
If she does chalitza, then you get out of all these problems.
But if she does chalitza, then she's not Arayos. Because she's not Ashes Ish.
That's why it can't be the Mishnah. Why is it? Because if you did Yibum, then why don't you just say more simply that it's
no, chalitza? Okay, maybe that because, no, because you might, the kasha was, since theoretically she has an Isser Ashes Ish, regardless of what you do, she theoretically has an Isser Ashes Ish on you. So shouldn't she ask for the tzaros? The first answer is that's not called an Isser Arayos. Because it's only indirect. It's not a status, she doesn't have a status of Ashes Ish. The second answer of Tosfos, no, maybe that is called the status of Arayos. But it's not called the status of Arayos b'mako mitzvah, because if that status were here, she wouldn't be married to your brother. Now,
the first husband is still alive.
That you would have to say that the first husband is still alive. Correct.
Because if not, she's not alive. She's
correct. This would only work if the first husband was still alive, or at least the first husband was still alive as long as Reuven was alive. That depends on what you hold that civil marriage, perhaps. But the first husband, it only works if the first husband is still alive. Okay, so that is the machlokas. That is the machlokas Rishonim here. Now we'll just come back in a. We'll come back in a second to analyzing this machlokas. Basically, what's the suffix of Tosfos? When we say erva from Achos Isha, we learn that erva oseres sarasa, is that only if she is a status of erva, or as long as she has an iser mitam erva, it's oseres sarasa. Only a mamishan erva or anyone who's asur mitam erva is oseres sarasa. That's the suffix in the suit study of Tosfos, and most Rishonim are on the first side of Tosfos. What is that? Now, let's see, what about Rebbe? One second. So, we have two possibilities. Right? It could be that. Who, right, is Oseres Soros? One possibility is only an actual Erva. Second possibility is anyone who has an Isser because of Arayos. Even if they're not an actual Arayos, they have an Isser because of Arayos, then they Asser the Tzaras. That's what Rabban Rashi would have like. Only a Mamash Erva, like Achos Isha. The third possibility, as Tosfos says, for Rebbe, Tosfos says, however, Umil Mandanafkule, Milukach, Galecha, Digatreli Kuchin, Kasha, even this answer won't work for the Manda Amr Ulukacha. The Manda Amr Lukacha says, anyone who you can't do Yibam to, regardless of the reason, right? This is Tosos Lushita Sein Chesim and Beis, Dirmaskal Kolhecha, who says, here Havin even Chayveh Asay would ask for the Tzaras according to Rebbe, right? So, Tosos, this is Tzad Aleph of the Suffolk, this is Tzad Ber of the Suffolk, and this is Lemanda Amr Lukacha. Says anyone who you can't be miyabim, anyone who you can't be miyabim, should ask for the tzaros because of lukachas. Then he says he's stuck. Miuman nafkin lukacha kol hecha deika trei likuchin kasha. Right then, why doesn't Eishes ask for tzaros? Lemaisa, she's someone you can't do yibam to. So then he has to give me a slomah. I've got the lady turning to you, but plug to Kamairi, lo Kamairi, Ella, but plug to Israel, the time of season of us, Teda, the Tony Levi, Chavi, Lav, and I've got the Rikivo, Lav by Chalitza, Lav by Chalitza, the Yibo, Ninhu. So he says, what's the answer? The answer is that really this is a 16th Arayos. But the reason it's not taught is because we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And even though we're Beplugta Kamayri, that's only if we hold like that side of the Plugta. We're only willing to get into a controversy if we hold like that side of the Plugta. But not if we don't hold like that side of the Plugta. And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Like, it would work. We just don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, so we didn't put it in. Right? And what's the proof that Levi is not Mayri in every Plugta? Because Chayvi Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, belonging in the Mishnah. Yeah, since we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, we didn't put it in the Mishnah. So, like, no one puts every Plugta in the Mishnah. Just some people don't put plugged in the Mishnah, and some people say, I'll only put a plugged if I hold like it in the Mishnah. But no one puts every plugged in the Mishnah, and therefore he just didn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. The only options are, you don't put any controversial case in the Mishnah, or you'll put controversial cases if you pass them like that, Deya. But no one puts controversial cases where they pass them like the other Deya in the Mishnah, and that's why he didn't put in Eishes Ish and Haraya. No one put Chayvi Lav in the Mishnah. And then he just adds, one second, Right? So, and why did Reb Safra put Eshet Achav L'Hayyub Olam in the Mishnah like Reb Shimon? After all, maybe the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. The answer is no, because he deduced the Tana of the Mishnah held like Reb Shimon because of the Lashon of Kulan of Reb Chiya. Okay, so Tosos so far has three different approaches. Let's just skip to the end of Tosos for one moment. Again, I apologize for going a little longer than usual because the last year, I just want to finish up this inyan before we go to Chazara. So we'll make up for it by not having the next couple shiur. At the end of Tosos, he says that Uvi Yerushalmi. If you look at the end of the second wide line, Shalmi Brish Hamagarish Parach La Mesiv Rav Chinim Shem Pinchas. Listen to Zayin Noshim Kriv Eliezer. Why didn't Eliezer have a 16th? Mashani. What's the Yerushalmi's answer? Taman HaTorah Asra Lav Hachahu Asra Lav. We don't count this as the 16th because it's not an Isra from the Torah. You just did it by a fancy kind of divorce clause. Well, perish ben Yitzchak, Tamen Torah. What did the Yerushalmi mean? Tamen Torah is lovin shenasa hameis ein lo hetlus yavim shiyam v'deishain Isra shabatolim shom adam ella b'Torah she'asra love. Tamen the Torah was osar love, and once Ruvain married her, she is no heter of yibam because it's an objective Isra the Torah said on certain relatives, and it's not up to anyone to choose. But over here, no, it's up to the first guy. The first guy could always be mevatel his tanai. First guy could always retract his tanai and be mad to her. Lohachi lo tani lahu, or at least, you know, retracting tanai is actually very complicated in yonah, but at the very least he could give her a better divorce, right? And then solve the problem. Lohachi lo tani lahu lo dami lahu lefishi yada megarish latir. And that's why it's not a Mishnah, because it's not similar to the other ones, because it's tully on people. Now, the question is, what did the Yerushalmi mean? The Yerushalmi clearly says this is not like the other 15 because HaTorah, you know, Asra Lav in here, you yourself did it. But is she Poteres Saras or is she not Poteres Saras? What does Tosa sound like? What Tosa sounds like, she is Poteres Saras, we just didn't teach it. That's the Noda Behud and all the Achronim, or at least most of the Achronim assume in Tosos, that the way Tosos reads the Yerushalmi is, but she is Poteres Saras. We just didn't teach it. The way the Ramban in the beginning of the Sechet, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the other Rishonim interpret the Yerushalmi, they say very clearly, no. The Yerushalmi means, she's not a real Erva, she's just an indirect problem, she's just a side problem, she's not a real Erva. I know she has an Isser of Erva on her, but she's not an actual Chalos Erva. She just has an Isser of Erva, and therefore that's no problem. The Torah only said actual Ervas are Aleha Litzvur, not side problems. So what this Yerushalmi means is also controversial. So, just to summarize, then we'll go back to part we skipped. Just to summarize what we said here, how do we answer the question
answers to Aishas Ish. Again, the first part of Tosfos called that setup. One answer is, right, Tosfos in his first tzad, and the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, is that only an actual erva is poteris tzaros. The second answer is Tosas Tzadbet, Tosas second side of the suffix. No, no, no. Anyone who's an iser of erva with poteris tzaros, but it's the iser erva takes away the Tzaros B'makom Mitzvah, because if you really take into account this sister Erva, then she was never married to Reuven. The third answer is Tosos Lemanda Amar Ulekacha. He says, so basically, is she, what's the din? She is not Poteris Tzaros. Or he says, no, she is Poteris Tzaros. Just, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore we don't hold this, we don't want to mention his case of it tonight, because we don't hold like him. But Taka, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Poteris Tzaros. And then there's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Lefi Tosfos, also says, she is Poteris Tzaros, just it's not in the Mishnah because it's not similar to the other cases, as opposed to the Yerushalmi, according to the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, who says that no, she's just not an erva, she's just a side problem. So that's the basic question. Lemaskana, Tosos thinks if you daven lekacha, or according to Yerushalmi, she really is Poteris Tzaros. She could be the 16th. It's just that either it's not in the Mishnah because it's just not similar to the other cases, so they didn't want to put man-made case in the Mishnah, or it's not in the Mishnah because we don't hold up Eliezer. But according to Tosos and his first dude studied, and the other Rishonim, no, she doesn't Poteris Tzaros, either because she's not an actual erva. Or because, no, even if you say Lamaisa, she has an Isser Erva, but if she has an Isser Erva, then she doesn't pop, then she's not your Eishes Achim, she's not a Yibimakom Mitzvah, she's not Tzaros, she was never married to Reuven. In terms of, all right, so these are the four different basic approaches. In terms of the Ramban also threw this in at the beginning, not as a Shalom Yerushalmi says, you know, maybe the Mishnah is just not dealing with the weird cases of tonight. But that wasn't his Iker answer. His Iker answer was that she's just not considered an Erva, does not have status of Erva. What's sort of the lovedness behind this? You know, basically, the original question of Tosos, right? Is she called Erva or is she not called Erva, right? Might, although it's not so Mokrach, right? That might be telling in the Chakir we said at the beginning of the year. What Chakir did we say at the beginning of the year? We said, how does an Erva assert Tzaros? Or the Tut Stadim? Either the shame, the Tzara also gets a shame erva, or once she patters you from Yibam, now it's Eishlach Shalob Makom Mitzvah. It's not Davka Tali Habaha, but it could be Tali on this Chakira. It could be that if you say that, the shame erva also infects the Tzara, right? Then you would require, I think that's pretty poshut, that if you said the shame erva, if you say that there's a new status of Saras erva, who is one of the Arayos, then I think you'd have to say, like this first side and the other we've shown it,
when can we say that the tzaras get a status of erva because they're a tzar of erva? Only if the erva is actual an erva. She has to have an actual status of erva to infect her tzaras.
But if you said, like, the second side of the hakira, that it's just a ptur from yibum, and then the tzaros are aishas ah, shalob the mako mitzvah, back to that hakira, then maybe you'd say, like, the other side of the coin. Then maybe you'd say that's the rub points out here. Also, you analyze it that way. Then you say, no. Well, if you're just saying there's a ptur from yibum because this is, you know, there's some inappropriateness in this bias, then you say, even if she doesn't mamish have a status of erva, as long as there's an issur, there's a significant obstacle to yibum here, then maybe that would potter the whole bias. In which case, that maybe the Yerushalmi, according to Tosos, who thinks she does potter tzaros, or the Tosos, according to Mandamar Lukacha, that's clear that he thinks from the Tesimbe is also. Or the Tosfos on the second side, well, she almost patters her tzaros. She's this close. Would say that what patters tzaros? No, what patters tzaros is not that you give them a chaloshem of erva, but just that once there's an obstacle to yibam in the bias, there's an obstacle to yibam. But maybe the first side of Tosfos, the other Rishonim would say, no, what patters tzaros? That they get a sheen tzaros erva. To get a sheen tzaros erva, they need to be tzara with someone who's an actual erva. It's not mukrach because this could go both ways. But perhaps that's another nafkamina of that hakira which you mentioned earlier. And then, just as a famous machlokas here, which also is just going over things we already discussed, which is, given that the Ramban and the Rashba hold she's not a Shein Erva, what's the machlokas in the Ramban and the Rashba that the Shut Rashba deals with, and that they deal with in Daf Beis and Aleph? Given she doesn't pop to her tzaros, what's the machlokas in the Ramban and the Rashba? What if she has no tzaros? What if this baal is tanai, right? Someone's begarish al menashe, she never marries me. So she's married to her brother, he dies, and my brother was lived nowadays, right? She's the only wife. What's the din? What happens? Right? Someone is begarish, a woman al menashe, she never marries me. She's ishish to me. My brother marries her and dies. Now an Eish Tish fell before me, and there are no tzaras, so we don't have to get into this question. So what do I do now?
Chalitza.
I do chalitza to an Eish Tish? Well, the answer is she's not an Eish Tish, right? That was what the Rabban and the Rashba said. She's not an Eish Tish, just as a side problem of indirectly you'll get an Eish Tish. So I do chalitza. Who says I do chalitza? Zev, who says I do chalitza?
The Rashba.
The Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri, actually, for that matter, say I do not do chalitza. The Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri say I don't do chalitza. I actually thought that Tosfos also holds I don't do chalitza. Why did I think that Tosfos also holds I don't do chalitza? Because Tosfos says for Rebbe, isn't it excluded by Lukacha? And Chesem and Beis said anyone who does chalitza is Bechlal Lukacha. That's Likuchen. So I think you've been dying from Tosas. Tosas asks, but according to Rebbe, why didn't you pop to the tzaros because of the lukacha? Tosas said anyone who needs chalitza doesn't pop to the tzaros. So Tosas, you could be medayik, but also doesn't need chalitza. So this is a big, big, big machlokas
Rishonim.
What if she's the... There are no tzaros. If there are no tzaros, and the Rashba says she needs chalitza, but the Ramban... and the Ritva, and the Meiri, and perhaps the Tosos say that she doesn't need chalitza. What could be the basis of that machlokas? Also, this is just chazring a chakir that we mentioned earlier. What's the base of this machlokas? What chakir did we have? The Gemara says, "Kol sheino liyiv meino la chalitza." What does that mean? Does it mean, practically, whoever doesn't do yibum doesn't do chalitza, because chalitza is just telling us whether or not you want to do yibum? Or does it mean, no, anyone who has no zika fundamentally, right? Anyone who has no zika is patra from chalitza. Chalitza is only necessary to matra the zika. But if someone has no zika at all, then they are pacha. So what's the Rashba say? The Rashba says that she has Zika. She just has a side problem. She has Zika. She just has a side problem. Right?
And then even though she can't do Yibam, anyone who's had, even though she's not Ola B'Yibam, anyone who has Zika needs Chalitza to matter the Zika.
That's the Rashi. She has Zika. She just has a side problem. He views Kalsha Ein Ola Yibam and Ola Chalitza. Kalsha Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza.
And then not practically you do Yibam, you do Chalitza. Here she can't do Yibam. But since theoretically she has a Zika, because she's not an Erva, therefore she needs Chalitza. Kol Shet theoretically has a Zika's Yibam, is Ole La Chalitza. Whether or not you can actually do Yibam.
And what might the Ritva, what might the Ramban say back? The Ramban would say, might say back, that since practically she can't do Yibam, then there's no Chalitza.
No! The Maisa ain't all Yibam. The Maisa, there's no choice of Yibam. There's no issue of Yibam here, right? If the Maisa, there's no issue of Yibam here, even though it's only because of a side problem, then she doesn't need Chalitza. So there might be argument. Hakir mentioned at the beginning of the year, Kol she'ein ol yibam ol chalitza, Kol she'ein ol yibam ein ol chalitza. The Rashi would say, no, anyone who has a Zika needs Chalitza. She has a Zika, she just has a side problem. The Rambam would say, no, anyone who practically can do Yibam does Chalitza. So he doesn't want to do Yibam. Anyone who practically can't do Yibam, so there's no meaning to Chalitza if you're not choosing whether or not to, do Yibam. Okay, you could make it a little more complicated if you want. If you want, you could say that, no, the Ramban says, I admit, but I think that if she has a side problem with no solution, then that's Mafkia the Zika. He says, look, I think there are some side problems that are solvable, like she marries someone else. So she can get divorced from that someone else, that's what we discussed, the Ramban, some Kofnan tests, and the Piskei Tshuva there, etc. But if she has a... a side problem that's unsolvable, maybe that's mafkia the zika in the first place. So there are different ways to analyze it, but the simplest way to analyze it is just to argue about this chakira.
That's kind of like what we said about chayra. Sure, the Rav Moshe and Rav Chanan about the fact that he could be misrapid. It was the opposite scenario.
Correct, the opposite scenario, right? But over here, there's not much he could do because even at this point, even if the first guy dies, he still can't do Yibam. Because still, if he marries her, then Lo Afreya, she'll have never been divorced and never married to Reuben. It won't be Yibam. It'll just be Stam. Okay, just one. There's a little more to be my in the middle of this Tosos, in the Kasha that we skipped, but I don't want to go... I don't want to go too long, so you'll have to... we'll have to come back to this. All right, we'll find a hechitimsa to come back to the middle of this Tosos a little later, Amir Tzashem, or at least most of it. And then the long Tosos, the Katani we mentioned, long Tosos of Damascus with Rabbi Yehuda is mostly relatively technical. And as well as the feet. So maybe we will stop here. We'll break here right before Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish about Achule Tzlivimto. And we'll chazer for the first half Bechina. How long are we going to chazer for? How long will it take us to chazer? 2 days, 3 days? I think it would be good if we chazered well. So what's today? Thursday? So let's say let's say 2 weeks. That's more than enough time. Right? More than enough time. You could also be ma'ayin. If you finish, you're allowed to take the bechina early and go ahead. So maybe 2 weeks from today we'll have the bechina Thursday morning, and then we'll have our next shiur the Monday after that.